the sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah the son of Shobal fathered Jahath, and Jahath fathered Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Edom, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazalelponi, and Penuel fathered Gedor, and Ezer fathered Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Heahashtari. These were the sons of Naarah. The sons of Helah, Zereth, Izhar, and Ethnan. Kaz fathered Anub, Zobiba, and the clans of Aharlel, the son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain." And God granted what he asked. Caleb, the brother of Shua, fathered Mehir, who fathered Eshton. Eshton fathered Bethrapha, Pasiah, and Tehinna, the father of Irnahash. These are the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Sareah, and the sons of Othniel, Hathath and Meonathai. Meonathai fathered Ophrah, and Sareah fathered Joab, the father of Geharashim, so called because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, and the son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel, Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. These are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered married, and she conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. And his Judahite wife bore Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinnah, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The sons of Ishai, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, the father of Lekah, Laada, the father of Marisha, and the clans of the house of linen workers at Beth-Ashbea, and Jochim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Seraph, who ruled in Moab and returned to Liam. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters who were inhabitants of Netaim and Gedera. They lived there in the king's service. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jerob, Zia, Shaul, Shalom was his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did all their clan multiply like the men of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilhah, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Birai, and Shearim. These were their cities until David reigned, and their villages were Edom, Aen, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 cities, along with all their villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha the son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu the son of Joshabiah, son of Sareah, son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jeacobah, Jeshoheah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Ziza the son of Shiphai, son of Elon, son of Jedeah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their clans, and their fathers' houses increased greatly. They journeyed to the entrance of Gedor to the east side of the valley to seek pasture for their flocks, where they found rich, good pasture, and the land was very broad, quiet, and peaceful, for the former inhabitants there belonged to Ham. These registered by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and destroyed their tents and the Meunites who were found there, and marked them for destruction to this day, and settled in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, 500 men of the Simeonites, went to Mount Seir, having as their leaders Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi. And they defeated the remnant of the Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day.